within 30 days. A Roman Catholic bishop in Belgium has resigned after admitting that he had sexually abused a boy. The Bishop of Bruges said that he committed the abuse when he was a priest and when he started as a bishop. The United Nations Refugee Agency says it's alarmed by the large number of Congolese women who continue to suffer sexual violence in the east of the country. The UNHCR says that almost 14 women a day are sexually assaulted. Scientists in Australia say they've found that whale droppings can help combat global warming by acting as a fertilizer in the ocean and improving its ability to absorb carbon dioxide. It's not clear how much excrement it would take to have a significant impact. BBC News.
BBC.
You're with the BBC, where we've science every day. This is Science in Action. Today, the evidence is in, and it's not good news if you thought that games like that could train your brain.
What was most surprising is these people did not improve in their general cognitive functions.
Full details coming up. Also today, plants do it easily, and now scientists can too. Efficiently split water into hydrogen and oxygen.
We've taken advantage of how biology gives you beautiful structures, and we've clicked into those structures to put our catalyst and our pigment where we want them to go.
Which could lead to greener fuels in the future. First, though, this week, and I'm sure you can't have missed the news coverage, is the volcanic eruption in Iceland, which caused many airports across Europe to shut down for days on end and stranded people all over the world. The reason for the disruption is the ash plume from the volcano, which has been blanketing northern Europe's airspace, and the fear has been that flying through it risks massive damage to jet engines. Well, we've been doing some research in the Science and Action office into how real that risk is. And we dug up a report from NASA from 10 years ago. One of their planes accidentally flew through an ash cloud during a volcanic eruption in Iceland. Sound familiar? Well, we tracked down Tom Grindle, Aircraft Maintenance Division Chief at NASA's Dryden Flight Research Center in the US, to tell us what happened.
We were currently flying our DC-8 to Kiruna, Sweden. The aircraft is set up to do atmospheric science research. And on our takeoff, the day before we left Edwards, we had the Hekla volcano erupt in Iceland. And on our way over there, we did not want to fly through the ash cloud, and where it was predicted, we purposely adjusted our course about 200 miles north of the predicted cloud. As we were getting close to the area, the scientists on board excitedly came up to the cockpit and said, "Thank you very much for flying through the cloud. We're getting valuable data." And the air crew said, "What are you talking about? We purposely flew way north of the cloud to avoid it." And they said, No, our instrumentation is predicting that you're flying through a part of it." And so for about 7 minutes, we flew through a diverse ash cloud from the
straight.
I mean, you are talking about the absolute worst conditions there.
And that's an important point. We're not seeing any of that.
Only way I know. Just for once, I'd rather tell a tale besides my own. Get this heart off my sleeve. Today I'm tired of being me. I wanna walk in someone else's shoes. Can I walk a mile in yours, not to keep, just to borrow, until I get myself a pair of shoes?
Looms on the sweeping of your Just keep messing me up. Now this time All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm Jay Parr.
And I'm Mark Farabee.
Yeah, it's into the Fridays I've rolled around here in Vancouver, and we're going to have some more live music for you this morning.
Yes, we have a very special guest here live in studio, as we usually do.
Yes.
I'd like to start the show off by apologizing to Fuzzcat.
Yes.
Because they were supposed to be in here this morning.
Yes, there was a bit of a juggle. There was Fuzzcat was supposed to be in, and then another band was blowing through town, about to go on tour on the island. They wanted to come in. Then they found out it was a Sunrise show, and...
Yes.
Ferries to catch.
It was supposed to be a Wasabi Collective. They were supposed to be coming in here, but they're in Victoria right now. They won't be in Vancouver until a little bit later this afternoon.
So
unfortunately, we couldn't get them in studio, but...
And we had to push Fuzzcat back till May.
Yeah, we politely asked Fuzzcat to change the date for us, so they did.
Graciously.
Yeah, and then turns out we could have had them in anyways, but... Luckily, we have a lovely singer-songwriter who managed to fill the space for us. The lovely Jenna Mack, who is here in studio. Well, she's not actually in the studio right now.
She's warming up in the lounge for us.
Yes.
So, yeah, we should let these people know what we listen to. Just now we heard some good Canadian content. We heard... the first track was a band called the Stolen Organ Family Band. This guy sent me a CD in the mail called Horse Treats. 17 songs on this massive, massive collection of music. And we heard, the first song we heard was a song called Shitty Town. Then we heard, the last track we just heard was called The Organist Entertains. Two tracks from the Stolen Organ Family Band. And in that set, we also heard two songs from a fellow named Brett Caswell from Barrie, Ontario. Some great, great folk music. I really like the music there. He's going to be playing in Toronto on April 21st at the Smiling Buddha. So if you're listening in Toronto or you catch the podcast and you want to get some good folk music, check out Brett Caswell at the Smiling Buddha on April 21st. The songs we heard from him were Fool Me Twice, I believe, and New Balance.
Very nice. Cool. Well, we're slightly unorganized this morning, but we're going to get to some more music before we get Jenna in here.
I did want to say good luck to the Canucks as well. I heard an interesting stat about the Canucks. I'm sure there's a couple of hockey fans.
Suck to me.
A statistic. Okay, here's a stat for you. For the Canadians, the Canadian cities that have held the Olympics, the city's team has gone on that year to win the Stanley Cup. Have it in Montreal, have it in Calgary, according to my roommate. Maybe I should trivia this on TSN before I spread it on the airwaves. However, it's a great stat, and I pray it's true, and I wish the Canucks a good fight tonight in their kicking butt.
Well, hopefully you're right.
Stats don't lie, man. Don't lie.
And how many touchdowns do you think the Canucks are going to get tonight?
I think the Canucks will probably get 10 touchdowns, and I believe that it's going to end up 15-love in the final rounds.
Nice. A couple home runs in there.
Might be a technical knockout in there somewhere. It's going to be a big mixed free-for-all of hockey bliss. Cool. Yeah, maybe we should get some more music for these people and
get their days started. All right. I should also mention we're going to have some tickets to give away to a Battle of the Bands, which is happening at the Bridge Between Pub in North Vancouver. I don't know exactly who the bands are going to be playing tomorrow night, but I will fill you in on that when I find out that information. But we do have tickets to give away, as well as a week tomorrow, my band, The Get Down, will be playing at this Battle of the Bands as well with the Dead Wax Collective, the Ivy League Brawlers, and the Colombians. So, if you... like The Get Down, the band that I play in, you should come out and support us because we need support because it's a battle of the bands. And if you don't like us, you should come out and unsupport us.
Just as long
tell
as you
us how
home.
Much you hate us.
They're going to have a suggestion box at the stage, and so you can just put your little notes and suggestions.
Just make sure you're there.
Yes. Oh, speaking of shows, let me just mention as well, on May 15th at Pat's Pub, Van Music is putting on a metal show with Magnus Rising, Fuse Breaker, and Sinister Black. How can we forget Sinister Black?
Sinister Black.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a show.
Are hilarious.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a great show. So yeah, that's going to be on May 15th at Pat's Pub, so check that out too.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm just going to get to a little band out of, I'm not sure where in Scotland, but they're from Scotland. And I came across this album. It's called These Four Walls. The band is called We Were Promised Jetpacks, and I just found it right here at CITR on the playlist.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I randomly threw it in one episode, and I really, really like it.
Yeah,
I've been listening to it quite regularly. So I'm going to play a track from them. I think this is called Thunder and Lightning. Check it out. It's called We Were Promised Jetpacks on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Bed. Standing on our tiptoes, peering through open windows, I swear I heard my name. Sitting with the lights off, waiting for my brain to storm, trying to work things out. It's thunder and it's lightning, and it's all things too frightening. I could barely see outside.
Caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay,
and
Mark,
and Jason,
the Bear, all those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on Crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette,
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read, or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
We're back on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR FM with our lovely guest, Jenna Mack.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning, Jenna. How was your tea this morning?
My tea was lovely.
And as for the muffin?
The muffin was lovely as well. It was warm. It was warm in the middle and toasty.
When we picked those up...
They came right out of the oven at J.J. Bean.
Yeah, they almost didn't sell them to us because they were so hot.
They were still in the back. And when I took the top off my muffin, steam rose. It was one of those beautiful mornings with the muffin.
If you have to get up really early in the morning, you know, I was saying to you in the car, I don't ever actually get out of bed this early, but... It's not so bad when you have your breakfast waiting for you and people to drive you around and feel a little spoiled.
Well, you should.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So, we're here live in the studio with Jenna Mack. Jenna is somebody that I went to elementary school with.
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
That
very
it has.
Long time.
Yeah, so it's nice that we can...
Did you guys eat glue together?
I was a really weird kid in elementary school. I was so shy. Kids threw rocks at me. Like, it was bad. I was really weird. Yeah.
I hope you threw them back.
Well...
Bigger rocks.
I don't throw very well.
You hurled witty insults instead.
I tried to throw rocks, but they got stuck to my fingers because I was eating glue all the time.
That's pretty much how it went down. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you have any shows coming up?
I do, actually. Thank you for reminding me. This Tuesday at the Railway Club, 9:30. It is Corey Darnell's CD release party, and I will be there, and she will be there, and the Railway Club is a lovely venue. I think cover is $10, but it may be $8. Don't quote me on it. But, come down.
So when you get to the door, Jenna said it was $8.
Oh, God. You're getting me in trouble.
Different Jenna.
I'll also have copies, like, self-burned copies of my demo, so you can come pick those up for $5. It's called Rats. Yep.
Nice. Cool. Well, I just want to ask you something. The last track that we just played there was called 878, which was off of my band's album, Are You Down?, which is going to be released on May 23rd at the Railway Club as well.
Oh, well, I might be I work there sometimes too, so I might be working.
Oh, nice. Well, I hope you will be there, whether you're working or not.
Oh, I will.
But now tell me if this is true. Do you know that the 878, the song that we played, is about a house called 878 Browning Place?
Okay.
Did you ever live there?
No.
Are you related to anybody who has ever lived there?
It sounds very unfamiliar to me, the whole
Okay.
Is it a foggy memory?
Oh. Why?
Never mind.
Fair. Now you have to tell me. Oh.
Okay. Well, the house that was written about is a buddy of Eric, the guy who plays guitar in our band.
Okay.
And for some reason, I thought you were somehow related to the guy whose house that was written about. But maybe not. Maybe it's a different Jenna.
That song's about smoking pot, isn't it?
It's about all sorts of different things.
Because that could be why the memory for you is foggy. Oh.
It's not my memory.
Oh, it's a shared memory. It's a dream that floats around.
It's a rumor.
It's a rumor.
Well, I don't really remember names of things very well, so it's entirely possible, but
Okay, but nothing really comes to mind, so it's probably something completely unrelated.
Yeah, likely.
Okay, well, now that we got through that, let's move on to a different subject.
Cool, yeah, well, why don't we hear some music?
Would you want to play some tunes for us?
Sure. This one is sort of an older one of my songs, and there is a recording of it on the demo, so if you like it, you can come and buy it at the Railway Club. Or I have a MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/JennaMacMusic, and you can contact me there and buy a copy that way. Anyways, awesome. The song's called Fishing.
Awesome.
Nice.
Sounds really good.
Well, thank you very much. This is my very first time on the radio.
Well,
yeah,
we're glad we can be the ones hosting that experience.
I appreciate it. I have a list of things to do before I die, and be on the radio is one of them, so.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Tick that off. See, I would avoid everything on that list. That may be able to keep death away. Things to do before I die. Don't do any of them.
Yeah.
Don't die. That's number one. Very nice.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
So you have this this EP that you've recorded.
Yes.
And where was that done?
Oh, names of things. Oh, I want to promote a studio because the guy that did it for me was so great and mixed it for me for free, and I really appreciate it. I'm so sorry that I don't remember your name, but I do have it in my email, so if anyone hears my recording and wants to know, I can get that information. But I don't currently have it on me, and I apologize.
Okay, it's all right.
We should send our guests questions the day before.
Yeah.
No trick questions. No trick questions about where they may or may not have lived in the past.
Just throwing me off here. It's still early. What do you expect from me?
But you had a tea and a muffin.
One tea and one muffin, and suddenly. All right.
Cool. All right. Well, is there any plans to do any more recording in the future?
Definitely. Well, the recording that I do have is, like I was telling you in the car on the way here, I was just given basically an hour to just go through a bunch of my songs and just recorded it, like a one take kind of deal. And I was sick that day. So it's a recording, like, for what it is. It's quite good, but I definitely want to get into the studio and do, like, take the time to make a real good recording where I don't have a cold and I'm probably paying some money for it. A little, maybe. Yeah.
Cool.
Paying for things is overrated.
Well, that's what I think. But
exactly.
So, you know, a lot of people don't tend to agree or cooperate when you walk into their studio and say, record my demo for free, guys.
I've never tried before, but hey, it's
yeah,
worth a shot.
That's a good point.
No.
Cool. All right. Well, you want to play a couple more tunes for us?
Yeah, sure. I have many tunes.
This is Jenna Mack live here on Friday Sunrise.
101.9 FM, CITR.
In Vancouver.
All right. This is also an old one. I wrote it at the NOM in Kitsilano. About 3 years ago, so.
24-hour vegetarian
exactly,
restaurant?
Exactly, yeah, just a little bit of a plug there. It's one of my favorite places to go, you know. You can get cheap pizza or vegetarian food at the end of the night.
Cool.
Anyway. Oh, there we go. Something like your ghost. Apple pie way too sweet is bright. Your eyes are semi-precious smile. Now the lights are way too low. It's gone out to one or so. Darling, why don't you stay a while? Maybe this time we can make it right. But I know we don't speak the same language sometimes. You got your reasons why, but you never even let me try, no. But I swear there's more to this than that. But I swear there's more to this than that.
Yeah.
Woo! Merci beaucoup.
So what was that one called again?
I always struggled with the name for that one, but I kind of call it This Then That, but I always have trouble naming my songs. I'm not really sure what that's about, but usually the name has nothing to do with the song and means something that no one would understand but me, and anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Deep and meaningful for you?
Cathartic? Cathartic is the exact word. I'm currently putting a band together, and we should be playing around Vancouver soon, called Laser Wolf. But
nice.
Yeah, right, I like
Laser
the name.
Wolf.
yeah, I'm pretty excited. I came up with the name, and I'm a little bit proud of myself for it. It's actually a Fiddler on the Roof reference, the musical. It's the name of one of the characters.
Huh.
Yeah, the more you know.
So I'm a little out of touch with my Fiddler on the Roof. Remember my mom getting it out of the public library when I was about, 8 or 9 years old. I wasn't into it then.
Yeah, I remember watching it when I was little, and I didn't like it either. But then I was really sick, and my dad brought it over, and I watched it, and I was like, Laser Wolf, that's the best name ever! So I dreamt of making a band called Laser Wolf, and now it's kind of coming together. But my point, though I strayed from it, was being in a band is a different outlet for me. I love being on stage, and I love performing. But my own songs, just my solo stuff, is just very, like you said, it's very cathartic. I just write to deal with my life, and I was a singer before I was a guitar player. I should be a lot better at guitar for how long I've been playing. But, it's my outlet.
Nice.
Well, some people are great guitar players and can't sing. But some are half-decent guitar players and can sing. There's a difference there.
Well, thanks. I don't know if that was a compliment or not, but I'm going to take it as one anyways.
Well, yes, sorry. I'll put it out there as a compliment. I think you're a great guitar player and singer.
Well,
so
thank you.
So, Laser Wolf, when is that going to really kick off, then?
Well, we're having a bit of trouble, because my bass player...
Getting the lasers?
Yes. Like,
the wolves. They're in shipping. They're stuck at customs.
Gluing the lasers to the wolves is taking a while. No. Well, we're trying to... Like, my bass player is in another band, and they tour and stuff, and so trying to coordinate times that are available and times that we're available and everything, it's a little bit difficult. But I'm thinking by June there will be a Laser Wolf show, but it's not a guarantee for
not,
sure.
Not locked in 100% yet.
But eventually you will hear of Laser Wolf. We'll be everywhere.
Awesome. So have you, over the years, been playing with any other bands? Because that's one thing I've noticed is you've been out there on the music scene with, kind of stepping in with different groups and playing with different people.
Yeah, I was in a band called First Time Victor for about a year, I guess, and we played sort of all over, just the regular sort of Vancouver venues, and that was good. Like what I was saying about elementary school, I was very shy and very awkward growing up, and I've always wanted to sing, but I couldn't even speak in front of people, so I was convinced I'd never be able to do it. And then the whole music thing started for me when I have 72 cousins and 13 aunts and uncles on one side. So when we have a family reunion, it's ridiculous. But someone dragged me up for karaoke in front of all of them, and that was it. I was like, oh my God, like maybe I can do this. And First Time Victor was my first band that stayed together for quite a while. And it was a really good experience because it got me out of my shell a lot and made me comfortable performing on stage and comfortable with a band and everything. But it was just time to move on and do something new. So, yeah, but I do, yeah, I'll do like little guest appearances and stuff for friends' bands and that sort of thing. And then my own acoustic solo shows here and there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, I think it's just about time to play one of our... PSAs, that stands for Public Service Announcement. If you're up for it, we'll come back and have some more tunes with Jenna Mack on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. Hey, Jason.
Yes, Mark?
Which PSA are we supposed to play now?
Let's play the museum PSA. I think the Bean Farmers Association PSA is handy.
Yes, the Bean Farmers Association is a very good...
I think people need to know more about beans.
That's.
I certainly don't know a lot about beans personally, so this will be very informing for me.
I'll tell you what, we'll play it for you and you'll learn a whole whack load of information about beans in the Lower Mainland.
The more you know.
All right.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Beans are mainly grown in the Lower Mainland, but there is some production in the Okanagan Valley and on Vancouver Island. Did you know that BC produces about 4 million kilograms of beans? This many beans would cover a football field to a depth of over 2 meters.
We've got so many beans, we're having a sale. A blowout sale. Fresh hot releases. Have you got wind of these deals? You smelt it, we dealt it. At the Bean Warehouse in Gastown, right behind Gassy Jack. This weekend only. And maybe next. Weekend. Do.
If you're worried you've got a problem with excess flatulence, do speak to your doctor about it.
This message has been brought to you by the Bean Farmers Association of British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for your warm support.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, you remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
up from the ground. It's time to save yourself. Wait for my dreams to come true. I dream and believe that someday a fantasy will be. But I'm sure then I sit and I watch as the world spins around.
Well, we're back.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM, CITR.
That was Fuzzcat, whom was supposed to be in here this morning, but we asked them not to come in because we're going to get another band in, the Wasabi Collective, who ends up not being able to come in because they're still in Victoria right now. But they will be playing tonight at the Media Club, I believe, so if you want to check out a good show.
Is this Fuzzcat? Playing at the Media Club?
No.
Wasabi Collective.
Oh, Wasabi Collective. But I know Fuzzcat is playing this Saturday at Malone's, and they contacted me because I guess they had a band that dropped out and they're trying to get some help in finding another band. So, hey, if you play in a band and you want a gig, unless they've filled it already, I know Fuzzcat's looking for another band for this Saturday at Malone's.
That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. But unfortunately, my band, The Get Down, won't be able to play because I'm going to Hornby Island.
Oh, lucky you.
Yes, as soon as we get out of this radio studio, I'm shooting for the Gulf Islands. And I tell you, boy, oh boy, I'm going to have a good time up there. Hey!
What's happening up there, Mark? Are you doing that Beatles thing?
Yeah, James, who plays drums in our band, his uncle lives up on Hornby Island, and he's a part of the Joe King Ballpark, which is kind of a community, sort of like a community center. There's a baseball diamond, there's a tennis courts, and they have like a gym and sort of a clubhouse, just facilities, and you pay an annual membership or whatever. But and they actually put on concerts. We played up there last summer, an outdoor show. But yeah, they do. He's putting on a fundraiser, and he did it last year too. Got about five bands together, mostly locals from Hornby Island, to come and play some Beatles songs, and pretty much just kind of have a party and raise a bit of money for the ballpark. So
nice.
So we're gonna head up there and do that and have some fun. Nice. So I'm very excited. I haven't left Vancouver since I think August. It'd be nice to get out of town for a little weekend trip.
Yeah,
I just got back from Victoria. I was there, well, yesterday, actually. Spent the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, Victoria. I'd never been to Victoria before. I've been to the island. Like, I stayed in Euclid for a month in the summer, but never, ever been to Victoria. It's a lovely city.
Yeah, it's a nice little town. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there since I was in high school. And I'm pretty old now, so, I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that was I'm in my 20s now.
That was
now.
Back when they had chalkboards and chalk in class, and they got actual computers and stuff. Mark had, like, a belt that he used to carry his books in over his shoulder.
I was there, I know, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys would, like, play with that wheel and run down the street with a wheel and a stick. You guys are old.
She won all my marbles at lunchtime.
I think you
lost all your marbles at lunchtime, that's for sure.
Hey, you're making fun of me.
Cool. All right, Jennifer, did you want to
sure.
play a little right. more?
I'm going to play a really, really old one, and then I'll play a really, really new one. Yeah, so this song is called Canine Devotion to a Bad Cat. A very long title. Like I said, you know, has nothing to do with the song unless you know what the song's about. But anyway. And I'm going to go into some Led Zeppelin at the end, because I always thought it kind of reminded me of a Zeppelin song. So, anyway.
Cool.
rip that candle smile right off your face. Crushing in my fingers so that they resemble mine. Leaving you exposed and equal so that I could sleep sometimes and know that it's really you I'm crying for and not just another special world. You said, you said, everything looks good from far away. Still, my baby, hold you more. So much for that. The closer you get to me, and you said I was clever, and you said I was better than all the rest. Now I'm at home, chasing too many steps. Well, oh, you're always one step ahead of me. Light and shadow, porcelain, delicate, it grinds away beneath the surface of my skin. Oh,
close my eyes when I sing a lot, and at one point I did that and then whacked my face on the microphone. Yeah.
You okay? You need an ice pack or something?
It's happened enough times actually that I'm used to it. I'm sure I'll be fine. Depth perception.
I remember seeing I saw a show at the Commodore once, and there was a
can't remember the name of the band, but the girl who was singing right before she started the show, she was like, oh, I'm not used to the wireless microphone, whatever. The band starts playing, and then she throws the mic up in the air and goes flying off to the other side of the stage. Because I guess she's used to having a cord attached to the microphone. Yeah.
Crazy.
Just a little.
Trying to pull the rock star moves, like swinging the mic around.
Yeah, exactly.
I see some of that stuff, and I am so clumsy. I can't even imagine. Like, just some of the moves I've seen.
Those guys practice, man. They like, kick the mic stand over and pop it back up, dance around it. Like, what's up? Those guys are in front of the mirror since they're 8 years old, planning to be rock stars, practicing with brooms and stuff.
Yeah, well, I hope so, because otherwise it's just not fair. It just comes naturally. That's just not fair.
That's just the coolest person on the planet.
Well, yeah.
Have never sung before or played guitar. Oh, is this a mic stand? Oh, my God, I rock. Actually, that's a pretty Valley Girl rock star. More like, ah, I rock! Cool. All right, so that was the old tune?
Yes, that one's the new one quite old. Yeah, okay, this is, let me just, I keep all of my songs in a list on my iPod, so I don't lose them. I just need to see where the capo goes. Hold on.
I should just mention something before you get going here. If anybody wants to call in and has any questions for the lovely Jenna Mack, who's live here in studio on Friday Sunrise, feel free to call in at 604-822-2487, which is also 604-UBCCITR. And hey, if you call in, we might have some free tickets to give you as well. We got about 15 minutes before Marie steps in here for Synchronicity, spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. So yeah, feel free to call in, and we got Jenna Mack here live in studio, so if you want to rock out some more tunes for us.
This one's called Sing.
Promise on some stay. Scare me so much I can barely breathe. I'm so messed by my day. And these days I am in love with much to hide. Oh, cause baby could knock down Berlin Wall. If you try, so hold my hands, look into my eyes and say me like you'll never go. Sing to me like every note was written for me. Sing to me, my sweetest friend. Sing to me like this will never end, and we will always be happy. Is it love or for what I can say so much, but what it's worth, I'm so. Single note is for me. Sing to me, my sweet friend. Sing to me like this will never end, and we will always be happy. Sing to me till I'm gray and old. Sing to me till we're dead and cold, and maybe, oh well.
It's a very nice song.
Yeah, I wrote that probably 2 weeks ago. I had a bit of a writer's block for a while, so it feels good to actually have a song completed that's new. But anyway.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty darn good, me.
Thank you very much.
I liked it. It was very nice. Made me feel
a little weepy, a little bit. Made you feel feelings.
Yeah, I had that My Life's a Music video vision going on. You know, when you're just walking down the street, and all of a sudden you're like, "Wow, this is so unreal." Had that moment.
Aww. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I forget, I want to mention that we went and saw the Joey Only Band at the Rickshaw.
Oh, how was that? I was supposed to go.
It was good. It was good. It was, you know, they played the new album, Transgression Trail, and
we've
rocked it out. Yeah, we did a little interview with Joey, and
we've mentioned so many times the Rickshaw Theater and how we've never been there.
So we finally went. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think of that place, I tell you.
I think, like, because so many venues are getting shut down in Vancouver, it needs to be cleaned up. Like, the bathrooms, for example, maybe need to be washed or something. But besides that, like, I've seen a few shows there now, and it's a nice, like, it's a nice big space. And
it's a huge space.
Yeah, it's a huge space. It's affordable, so bands can afford to book it, like local bands and bigger bands. And then
filling it must be tough, though, for local bands.
Well, filling it, yeah, but it's like, it's cheap, so it's not as big a deal, I don't think, if you don't get the whole place full.
Mm-hmm.
And also just like there's the big floor up front, and then the seating is raised, so even if you're in the very back, you can still see the stage. Like,
it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a sloped kind of floor.
I think they should just throw a massive party in there, like, decorate it.
No, I agree.
Like the Work Less parties, man, just like, big stage, DJs,
the perfect
bands.
Place for it.
The stage there is huge.
Yeah, that's a massive stage.
Ginormous.
But it was a good show. It was a great show. And, yeah, we have an interview with Joey only that we did a little audio, and we'll have it on the show next week. And if you check out vanmusic.ca, you'll see a little blog about Joey and the show, and a little bit about the interview and stuff.
It's also nice. he donated a copy of his new CD, Transgression Trail, to Friday Sunrise. But I'm not going to play a song off of it. I'm going to play a song off of his old album. Why? Because I'm going to Hornby Island in about an hour, and the song that we're going to play is about Hornby Island. But before we do that, let's get some more. Let's squeeze a few more licks out of you there, Jenna.
There's about 10 minutes left, so
all right.
One more tune, and we'll have to say goodbye.
All right. Well, this next song is relatively new as well. I'm going to go into some Elvis at the end of this one. See, what happens is either my songs remind me of something, or, like, once they're done, or I just don't really want to write an ending. So
you just branch off into Elvis.
I just rip off some Elvis at the end of this one.
Uh-huh.
Got messy hair on Alice. Shirt's on the wrong side. Smells like cigarettes and dirt. Probably tastes even worse. Oh no. Smile scenes now. Listen, John, sing on what you said. Homo, when he smiles, he looks just like a little kid when he sings the blues. There ain't nothing you can do but fall. That boy is trouble. Looks can kill, so I'll be dead. But if I survive, I'm gonna be in his bed. Giving him the world for screaming out curse words. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I guess the rest is best left unsaid. But that boy is trouble. Let's do away with the names. Right now I can't even remember my own. Don't care where you were, from where you came. Oh, I'm gonna. Oh, that boy is trouble. Ever since my baby left me, I found a place to dwell. Down the corner along the street, Heartbreak Hotel Bell. I've been so lonely, I've been so lonely, I've been so lonely, yeah.
gone down.
Something like that.
Awesome.
Yes. Well, thanks very much for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming out. Thanks for getting up in the before the sunrise and catching the sunrise. And yeah, I know how tough that can be.
Yes. Well, it's more like Friday overcast today.
Mm. Yeah, Friday.
Hopefully the sun will creep out.
Partly showered.
Whilst I'm riding the ferry across the Georgia Strait.
Oh. Must you keep rubbing in your vacation to Hornby Island?
Suckers. Yes. Fine. Well, just want to say thanks to Jenna for coming in this morning. It's been a lot of fun. And where can we catch you playing next?
Once again, the Railway Club at 9:30 this coming Tuesday. And also June 5th at the Media Club. And I'm not sure what time that is, but that will be my birthday show, going away show. So that'll be a big party. It's also Elephant Train CD release that night, and they're a fantastic local band. So.
Nice, I've heard of them before.
Yeah, they're fun. So either way, come out and buy a copy of my crappily recorded demo, crappily burnt demo. And yeah, thanks.
Where you say you're going out of town, where are you going?
I am going to the Yukon for a month to work on my cousin's organic farm.
Oh,
yeah, nice. And I'm playing a show at a festival there and a couple other shows, and I'm really excited. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Nice.
So I'm going on vacation, too, so you can make fun of me all you want, you know, for going to Hornby Island, but I'm going to Yukon, so...
Well, watch out for the mosquitoes. There's probably not going to be any at Hornby.
That is a good point, actually.
Well, I got two tracks set up here, but we'll I guess we'll finish the show off with one is off of the Get Down's latest album, Are You Down? Called Just Like a Child. And the reason I thought of playing this one was because Jana and I went to elementary Aww. School together. Oh, we played
so
we played on the playground together, and my mother works at Carisbrook Elementary School in North Vancouver, and some of the kids from her school are on this recording.
Oh, so, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Childhood, whatnot. Here we go. This is called Just Like a Child. If I can find the track. Here we go.
Here's the really little guys.
Just like a child,
just like a child,
just like a child.
think about war or think about pain. Create our own worlds and characters and names. The fortresses of cardboard be free to daydream. It's whatever we wanted to see. Whatever we wanted to see. Whatever we wanted to see.
Alright, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And yeah, I just want to say thanks for listening to this Friday Sunrise.
Yes, and we want to thank Jenna Mack one more time for coming into the studio and playing for us.
Well, thank you again for having me. It's been lovely.
Yes, you can check Jenna out on MySpace at MySpace.
MySpace.com/JennaMackMusic.
Cool. And you can check her out at the Railway Club this coming Tuesday.
9:30.
And June
5th.
At
the Media Club.
With
Elephant Train.
Perfect. Cool. All right. Well, I guess this is us signing off. So, yeah, once again, thanks for coming in, and thanks for everybody who's listening.
I'll find out Hornby Island, Mark.
Yes. Have a wonderful time. Have a good time.
Yes, I will. And in light of that note, we'll play a little track from the joint.
So cool. I'm kidding. I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right, we'll see you next week. Next week we got Rachel Tom coming in, as well as Parneet Dalewari, who is of BeaconPointEntertainment.com, who is hosting this Battle of the Bands, which is happening at the Bridge Between Pub in North Vancouver. So if you want to check that out.
And speaking of the .coms, don't forget to check out vanmusic.ca.
That's true. Check it out. There's a lot of great independent Vancouver music on that website.
The definitive Vancouver collection of independent bands.
Exactamundo. Cool. All right. Well, we'll see you next week, or not see you, but we'll talk at you.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
If you're on the Gulf Islands, camping, traveling, and surviving, spending your summertime squatting on the land. At the Hornby Island Free Store, they got all you need there and plenty more. Items you can afford, even when you are poor.